Uber is increasingly popular in Shanghai, and not for the reasons you might think. In the latest installment of his free taxi series, Streets of Shanghai, NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from what he calls the People's Republic of Uber.
I've been driving a rented car around the city, offering rides to strangers to find stories about real life in China. But the rental charges were piling up, so I bought a car. While waiting for delivery, I started using Uber. And began meeting people like Cici Xu. Cici's her English name. She's a 40-year-old accountant who drives in her free time for People's Uber, a nonprofit ride-sharing service. Today, she's dropping me at the NPR office downtown. But Cici says she doesn't really drive for the money. She explained the real reason over coffee.
I hope to meet different people, make life more colorful, and get to know a different Shanghai. I've now discovered I'm addicted to this work.
Cici's pretty typical. My assistant Yang and I have talked to more than 50 Uber drivers in the last couple of months. Unlike in the U.S., most here say the main reason they drive is to chat with all sorts of people and better make sense of this megacity of 24 million. They include the airline pilot who picked me up at home one morning in his Land Rover, and the retired factory worker who took me to Starbucks and didn't even care if he got paid. For Cici, driving's cathartic. The last 2 years have been tough. She was diagnosed with breast cancer, got divorced, and suffered from insomnia. Recently, she had a heart-to-heart with a passenger who was also divorced, and later called, offering Cici medication to help her sleep. A rare gesture between strangers in a Chinese city, where trust is scarce.
Uber is increasingly popular in Shanghai, and not for the reasons you might think. In the latest installment of his free taxi series, Streets of Shanghai, NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from what he calls the People's Republic of Uber.
I've been driving a rented car around the city, offering rides to strangers to find stories about real life in China. But the rental charges were piling up, so I bought a car. While waiting for delivery, I started using Uber. And began meeting people like Cici Xu. Cici's her English name. She's a 40-year-old accountant who drives in her free time for People's Uber, a nonprofit ride-sharing service. Today, she's dropping me at the NPR office downtown. But Cici says she doesn't really drive for the money. She explained the real reason over coffee.
I hope to meet different people, make life more colorful, and get to know a different Shanghai. I've now discovered I'm addicted to this work.
Cici's pretty typical. My assistant Yang and I have talked to more than 50 Uber drivers in the last couple of months. Unlike in the U.S., most here say the main reason they drive is to chat with all sorts of people and better make sense of this megacity of 24 million. They include the airline pilot who picked me up at home one morning in his Land Rover and the retired factory worker who took me to Starbucks and didn't even care if he got paid. For Cici, driving's cathartic. The last 2 years have been tough. She was diagnosed with breast cancer, got divorced, and suffered from insomnia. Recently, she had a heart-to-heart with a passenger who was also divorced and later called, offering Cici medication to help her sleep. A rare gesture between strangers in a Chinese city where trust is scarce.
Uber is increasingly popular in Shanghai, and not for the reasons you might think. In the latest installment of his free taxi series, Streets of Shanghai, NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from what he calls the People's Republic of Uber.
I've been driving a rented car around the city, offering rides to strangers to find stories about real life in China. But the rental charges were piling up, so I bought a car. While waiting for delivery, I started using Uber. And began meeting people like Cici Xu. Cici's her English name. She's a 40-year-old accountant who drives in her free time for People's Uber, a nonprofit ride-sharing service. Today, she's dropping me at the NPR office downtown. But Cici says she doesn't really drive for the money. She explained the real reason over coffee.
I hope to meet different people, make life more colorful, and get to know a different Shanghai. I've now discovered I'm addicted to this work.
Cici's pretty typical. My assistant Yang and I have talked to more than 50 Uber drivers in the last couple of months. Unlike in the U.S., most here say the main reason they drive is to chat with all sorts of people and better make sense of this megacity of 24 million. They include the airline pilot who picked me up at home one morning in his Land Rover and the retired factory worker who took me to Starbucks and didn't even care if he got paid. For Cici, driving's cathartic. The last 2 years have been tough. She was diagnosed with breast cancer, got divorced, and suffered from insomnia. Recently, she had a heart-to-heart with a passenger who was also divorced and later called offering Cici medication to help her sleep. A rare gesture between strangers in a Chinese city where trust is scarce.